This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
To the phones, to the fun. Dave is in New Hampshire. And Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about the, you know, the upcoming apparent cross of the 20,000 mark by the Free State Project and the opportunity, the sort of once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that it provides that I think we may be kind of missing.
Please.
It seems like, well, there won't be a second chance at this. There will be a week-long period of time where we get this huge flurry of media coverage, and I don't really know that there is a plan to really take advantage of that and move it further. Like for instance, when we selected the state in 2003, we scheduled a news conference and got a lot of coverage, but there wasn't really any kind of interesting PR photo op moment, right? There wasn't anything interesting to photograph. Jason Thorne's just sort of unfurled a New Hampshire flag, and that was basically it.
So what are you thinking of as a photo op?
Well, I can't think of anything. That's why I'm calling to suggest that the community come up with something.
Or maybe I've got an idea. And
one thought would be if they actually do auction off the 20,000th position, would be to actually fly that person up and have them sign up for the Free State Project at the press conference in the presence of Carla.
Make a big deal about
and just turn off registrations at 19999.
And we're talking about the idea of the Free State Project for listeners just tuning in. It's the concept of gathering 20,000 liberty-minded people together who are willing to be active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. FreeStateProject.org is where you can go. Jason Sorens, you mentioned that name. He's the founder of the Free State Project. And this is going to be happening within the next few weeks. I mean, we're talking about maybe the end of the month at this point. Mm-hmm. And certainly it's going to be done by the Liberty Forum in late February.
I think I like that idea. That sounds good. And the next step, just to make sure it's visual, I guess that would mean, you know, handing them something or putting a medal on them or something. My idea for 2003 was that they should set aside a room where they could pop a champagne cork and just spray champagne all over the place. And that
could we get Edward Snowden to be the 20,000th?
Oh, that would rock.
I don't know if he's libertarian enough. I don't really know what his political viewpoints are.
He's said nice things about Rand Paul and Bernie Sanders, so figure.
Well,
out.
He basically said that Bernie Sanders was the lesser of the evils on the Democratic side. That's really.
That's more or less what he said about Rand Paul too.
Right. Dave, anything else you want to share on this? Go ahead.
I would just urge the community. I would urge the community to contact Carla if you've got ideas. Carla is the president of the Free State Project. There may be a better person to contact, but I can't think of one.
Yeah, I'm sure they would love. I mean, I'm sure they'd love to have more ideas about how this could be a bigger event of the Free State Project. Because I know they're planning some sort of PR blitz. They definitely have something that they're working on right now. So the more the merrier. Dave from RidleyReport.com. Thanks for calling Free Talk Live.
I wonder if they'll unveil a giant porcupine statue.
And then what? Do what with it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I just figured
just
out
like,
that
here's
was
the porcupine
Ridley.
Statue.
I'm sorry, what?
I just figured out that was Ridley. I had no idea I was talking to Ridley that whole time.
He's usually the only Dave who calls from New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
There might have been another one.
See, I don't know the codes.
Yeah. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE from Laissez-Faire Books at lfb.org. This is a piece written by Chris Campbell entitled The Free State Project, Escape to Liberty. The website asked us a few days ago, quote, do you believe that adults have the right to make their own decisions about their own lives? Of course, we replied to our screen. Do you, the website went on, want to live in a place where adults are treated as adults, where people take responsibility for their own actions, lives, and dealings with others? Uh-huh, we said, leaning in a bit. Where community is genuine and voluntary, it asked, as we slowly moved our pointer to the bookmark icon at the top of the screen. Where your rights are fully respected, provided only that you equally respect the rights for others. All right, we said, snapping out of our trance. What's the catch? Enter the Free State Project. All right. So as you may know, we've been strumming the whole vote with your feet banjo for a while now at Laissez Faire Books, and much of our focus thus far has been on what exists outside of the United States. Today, to balance the scales, we'll take a look at one potentially life-changing opportunity within the homeland. Now, this guy's writing this from the perspective of a basically liberty-oriented voluntarist or something who's moved out of the United States and has looked at a lot of options around the world to sort of escape the tyranny of the U.S. And
this is an expatriate.
Let me say that he's only saying it's potentially life-changing because he hasn't moved to New Hampshire and doesn't know that it absolutely is a life-changing experience to move to New Hampshire. At least it was for me. What about you guys?
Oh, absolutely. It changed my life and it changed me.
Definitely.
I can tell you that when I lived in Florida, I was much less of a social creature than I am here in New Hampshire. Here, there's a social network that I can tap into as much as I want to. You can do as much getting to know people and spending time with them who are really liberty-oriented folks as you want to. In Florida, it was like slim pickings. You had the same 5 to 10 libertarians with whom you may or may not have anything in common who would come to the, you know, like the Bennigan's once a week and bitch and moan for...
What's a Bennigan's?
It was a restaurant.
Irish-style restaurant.
Pub. Oh, okay. Restaurant.
But Cheney.
Yeah. And so, you know, that was what it was. That was it. You know, a lot of people have this frustration where they're hanging out at some party with average people, and then there's all these people who want to use the government to control them, and it can be really an icky experience when you find out the people you thought were your friends and your family members want to actually put you in a prison cell because you would like to smoke a plant or, you know, something like that, doing something else that's a nonviolent victimless
crime.
Talk
about a microaggression. Yeah, I want you imprisoned for whatever.
Or put to death.
Wow.
Yeah, and so that can really wear on somebody's soul, and it can make you not want to be social. It can make you not want to go out and not want to talk to anybody and make you think the worst of humanity. And so that's why a lot of libertarians, I think, are really lonely where they are, and voluntarists are very, very lonely people generally, even though they may be surrounded by others. They're not surrounded by liberty-minded others. So just the fact that you move into a place where, if you want to, and I recommend still mixing with the community as well, but you can, I mean, the wider community, but if you want to, you can just mix exclusively with libertarians. There are enough of them here to where you can pick the ones you like, because there will be ones you don't like. There are so many here that there will be some who don't like you. That's how many libertarians we actually have.
You don't have to like all of them, and you can still have a good time.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Where I was, you had to like all the libertarians, or there was no point in being one, because there were only like three of us.
Yeah, that's actually interesting that you mentioned, because when I was at the Liberty Love Fest down in Rhode Island last month, I think it was, one of the people down there was commenting about how she thought that everybody that lived in Keene, New Hampshire hung out together all the time.
Nope.
Because where she lives, you know, like there's a dozen Liberty people and they all hang out together all the time.
We've got probably a dozen people living on this block, like in two houses right across the street from one another, but we don't all hang out together all the time. Like, we'll see each other every now and then, but everybody's running their own life and doing their own thing, and they have their own social circles, which include people who are outside of the Liberty community.
But yet we come together because we live in the same area. Right. You know, I love the Michigan Peace and Liberty Coalition. I hope I said that right.
I'm not familiar.
Danny Daneman and some of the other people out by Detroit.
Were these the guys you did a TV show with?
Yeah,
a few weeks ago?
I did the Anarchy Roundtable with
them.
Why
haven't you posted that to Free Keen?
I don't know, because it took a while to produce, and I think I pretty much forgot about it.
I saw you throw it up on Facebook.
They
and
I rock, but I feel so bad for them because they all
so
live
lonely.
So far apart. Yeah. It's like, why don't all of you move to New Hampshire and be closer to each other,
too? So the six guys that were in that room don't even live nearby one another?
Oh, no, they are miles apart.
Oh, so sad. Toll-free number 855-453. We'll talk more about that. Maybe we'll put it up on our Facebook page over on Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Right. right now, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. You want to save on the stuff that you buy normally at Amazon, for instance? Save 20% on everything you buy from here on out pretty much at Amazon. You can do that with saveitpurse.com. The catch is you do have to use Bitcoin in order to get these tremendous discounts. And 20% is like kind of the low end. You can get 30, 40. I've had as much as 45% off. Recently, I ordered a pair of heated gloves. I've been here in New Hampshire now for not quite a decade, but coming up on it. And I finally decided I'm going to go all out and get some heated gloves to go out and do my activism in. So I did jury nullification outreach this morning, and it was cold. I don't know how cold it was, but it was like scarf and multiple layers kind of weather. It was darn cold. But the heated gloves made it a lot easier, I got to say. So, and I got 30% off by going to saveatpurse.com. You can do that too, saveatpurse.com. Why would you want to pay the full price when you can save 20% easily? And the higher the price you, or the higher the discount you request, the longer it can take to fulfill the order. But I wasn't in a super hurry to get the gloves or anything, so I set it at 30%, figured I'd see if someone bit. And they did. Saveitpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. Go there, get started right now as we continue here with a piece over at Laissez-Faire Books about the Free State Project. Apparently a relatively new guy to the concept is writing about it from outside of the United States, saying that his focus on this blog at lfb.org has been on what exists outside of the U.S., and now they're looking at a potentially, he says, life-changing opportunity within the homeland, and all three of us have pointed out that it was life-changing for us, and it's amazing to be around people who actually care about freedom more than you can actually know. To balance the scales, he says, we'll take a look at that. The great thing about a free society, he continues, is you get to choose where and with whom you want to live. The worst thing about totalitarian do-gooders is they think they can create a utopia by restricting the mobility of individuals and crushing independent thought. For example, take it to the extreme. The first thing Pol Pot did in pursuit of his Cambodian agrarian utopia was to drain the cities and started killing off anyone with an education. Instead of creating the utopia, though, he just created massive amounts of misery, and before he was through, he ended up killing off 25% of the Cambodian population. Fortunately, we're far from living under the Khmer Rouge. And add the freedom of mobility, we believe, is the, or and the freedom of mobility, we believe, is one freedom you should take full advantage of if you're serious about living free in an unfree world. Unless, of course, you're satisfied with your current location and are comfortable with its future, which is great. The best place in the world is subjective. It depends on the individual. No place on earth is perfect, and there will always be trade-offs no matter where you go. Like the fact that it's cold in New Hampshire. This is one of the more common objections to people moving to New Hampshire. It is cold sometimes.
I just saw something on Facebook where it's a little stick figure guy that says, I live where the air makes my face hurt. Why do I live where the air makes my face hurt?
If the air makes your face hurt and you're not free, that's really crappy. But up here in New Hampshire, you're more free than in a lot of other places. And there's a chance of more freedom down the line as thousands more people move here. Plus, you can wrap your face and stuff and make it hurt less.
And it's easier to get Irish coffee in New Hampshire than it is to get Liberty in Florida.
Absolutely.
I've tried both.
Yep.
And it's not illegal to wrap your face
in New Hampshire.
Hampshire.
It is in a lot of places, though. You can't obscure your face.
You can wrap your face in the state? Sorry, that just...
Is it like wrapping yourself in the flag?
Yes. I'm going to wrap my face in New Hampshire.
I think what he meant was like wearing masks, for instance, in California will get you arrested in some states.
Yeah, there are some states. North Carolina, it's illegal, and that was written specifically to prohibit the Klan from holding public rallies. It's illegal to cover your face in North Carolina.
So he says the best place in the world is subjective, but no matter where it is, having a group of like-minded people with you will always enrich the experience. And today, with billions of people only a click away, it's more possible than ever to find a tribe of like-minded folks and even get them all to relocate to the same place. But that last bit, that's crazy, right? Moving your entire life just to be around a bunch of strangers who share your values? Maybe not, he says. Maybe it's the way future cities will be designed, where people flock to those places which best align to their individual value systems. Maybe, just maybe, that's the future face of freedom in the United States. And that, dear reader, is what the Free State Project is all about. The Free State Project is, according to its website, an effort to recruit 20,000 liberty-loving people to move to New Hampshire. Hatched in 2001, if the Free State Project wants 20,000 libertarians to quit their jobs, sell their homes, and relocate to the Granite State. That is what the Free State Project wants. And guess what? It seems like it might work. We'll get to that, though, in a moment. Let's take a look at why this project shows promise. First and foremost, the Free State Project makes a pretty convincing case for moving to the state. We can't imagine anyone would think, on paper at least, that New Hampshire would be a bad place to live, libertarian or not. Just take a look at the Free State Project video called 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire, which they then link to, which is a great video. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com and you can see that for free. It's about an hour-long documentary film that goes over 101 really persuasive reasons to move to New Hampshire, and he gives just the first six from that list. No sales tax, no income tax, no capital gains tax, no inventory tax, no machinery tax, and no eminent domain. Which I don't know if that last one's true.
That is true.
Is it really true?
It's in the New Hampshire state constitution. Well, no eminent domain.
Eminent domain, you should say.
Okay. Right. No eminent domain for private
takings. Okay.
Takings.
Right. They can still do it for a freeway. But, you know, if you see how the roads run around here, you can see that they didn't use a lot of eminent domain because that would have made for straight roads, and they haven't any.
Bottom line, New Hampshire, year after year, has been ranked number one in the country for quality of life and livability. A recent report from the Organization for Economic Cooperation shows why, and then he links to a bunch of statistics. Three quality of life stats stand out to us. Number one, New Hampshire residents, the website reads, rank number one in knowledge of fundamental economics and financial concepts.
I take offense to that.
Because you're not a resident.
I don't claim to be a resident, so they should say
domiciliaries
or inhabitants.
And by the way, I've
seen
this.
If you call a tail a leg, how many legs does a dog have?
That's completely irrelevant to whether or not someone is a resident of a place.
The proper answer is four, because it doesn't matter what you call it. A tail's a tail and a leg's a leg.
In the case of resident versus inhabitant, there are two legal distinct terms here in New Hampshire, and ultimately the difference between them is kind of questionable. I allegedly was an inhabitant. Now New Hampshire has forced me into being a resident. Even though I deny being a resident, they went ahead and made a court decision that threatened me with violence if I did not go ahead and get their driver's license here, which you have not yet been threatened in a similar fashion, Daryl.
That's correct. Although there was a judge who decreed that I was a resident, I still refused to acknowledge that, and there was no force of you must get our piece of plastic.
Yeah, you didn't have that ultimatum. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. But I've seen this knowledge of fundamental economics and financial concepts when I have, just in my brief service as an Uber driver, some of the conversations I had with just random people getting into my cab who are from New Hampshire was impressive how much they knew about liberty, on what level that we discussed it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll get to points 2 and 3, and you can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us toll free. Right here at 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. And you can Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
All right, so we're going to continue here with some interesting things about New Hampshire that are being pointed out by a guy who looks like he's just come across the Free State Project for the first time over at Laissez-Faire Books. LFB.org is their website. He is located in, I believe it was Thailand. So somebody who left the United States in search of a place that he would be less screwed with by the government, and I can't blame anybody who wants to do that. But a lot of people don't know about the Free State Project. A lot of people who love liberty, who really care about freedom, and in this case are willing to move somewhere, don't know about this. They don't. It's like the best-kept secret of the libertarian movement. That there are really thousands of libertarians who are going to come together and who have already begun to come together into the same place, sort of in the same way that there have been other political migrations in other places that have been successful. Look at the hippies migrating into Vermont in the 1970s. Look at the Mormons migrating into Utah, for instance.
I'll tell you, we would benefit, I think, if there was a parallel project to the Free State Project that was encouraging anarcho-socialists to move to Vermont.
I believe there is. It's called the Free Lunch Project.
Well, that's a different matter. That's a parody. And the Free Lunch Project actually selected Massachusetts, which is much more statist than Vermont.
That's true.
But, you know, I think I would love to see what's distinctive about Vermont become more distinctive to the point where they decide they don't really want to be part of the United States either.
They've got a robust, relatively compared to other places, a robust secessionist movement in Vermont. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
And Vermont already has better gun laws and better ballot access laws than New Hampshire does.
It's absolutely true. We're hoping that New Hampshire is going to even up with Vermont at some point. They're trying to pass what they call Vermont carry, basically, the concealed carry, meaning that it would be legal without getting a government permit here. Yes. In New Hampshire. And if that changes in New Hampshire, then New Hampshire will be tied for the most gun-free gun freedom-oriented yeah. place.
Well, right. We'll be tied for first place. Yes. Also, there's nowhere else to go after that.
It would be Alaska and Vermont and New Hampshire
and Maine and Arizona. Right. And there might be some other place that recently added.
But don't forget to factor in the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, which you can go to 101reasonsfilm.com to watch the movie. And that's what our guy is getting into here over at lfb.org. His name is Chris Campbell. As he continues here, pointing out that New Hampshire residents have the number one rank in the United States in knowledge of fundamental economics and financial concepts. So just average folks in New Hampshire get it when it comes to the idea of economics. That's important. Like, it's hard to really overstate how important that is, and I've experienced that in my Uber rides. I was talking with the natives of New Hampshire, and, you know, just things come up, like, why'd you move to New Hampshire? That question gets asked, and I mentioned the Free State Project to this one guy, and he lit up and was really excited and interested, and he didn't, you know, he wasn't a Free Stater or anything like that, but he'd heard about it, and he'd heard enough about it to be able to basically recite what the point of the Free State Project was. And further, he also then just on his own, without any prompting from me, just started spouting off about how, you know, in order to be free, you have to respect other people's rights to be free. And it's just like, this is just some guy, random guy getting in my cab, right? And
wow.
It was awesome. And in addition, there was another guy, same night, who just started talking. We were talking about the crackdown on the Uber cabs out in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Now, he hadn't heard of the story, so I gave him kind of the story there. And then he just made a statement about how competition helps, you know, drive prices down and helps, you know, quality go up and, just, you know, make this economic statement that was right on.
Now, I'm guessing that this is not an obviously scientific experiment, because you're pulling specifically from people that have the Uber app. And
yes,
it
so
would be
younger.
Interesting. Well, it would be
but
interesting.
Not Uber young.
It would be interesting, and hopefully I can finish my thought, to see what the breakup is of people that use the Uber app, if they tend to be a little more libertarian.
I don't know, because also young people tend to be more socialist, right? In general, like, they're more left-leaning young people.
Right.
Now, maybe it's different in New
Hampshire. People that are socialist generally aren't going to use Uber, because
Bernie
Uber
Sanders
is the
does.
Free market.
Bernie Sanders does.
That,
and Bernie
that
Sanders
really
wants
depends.
To regulate Uber out of existence. So Bernie Sanders is a hypocrite.
Well, he talks
well,
out
as
of
a
mouth.
Retired socialist, I'll tell you, one of the things that helped me accept the unregulated nature of the capitalist market was to consider everything that I'd seen in the parking lots at Grateful Dead concerts over the year, where you have people who may self-identify as socialists, but what they're doing in that parking lot to keep themselves on tour is counter economic activity. It's agorism without the politics. And they very happily set up their unlicensed meatless hot dog places and sell their unlicensed tax-free tie dyes. And so there's most socialists are not motivated by a desire for more government. They're motivated by a desire for less poverty, and they think the only way to accomplish that is through more government. So in a lot of cases, if you can show them a way to get less poverty without getting more government, they'll say,
you can
well, that sounds fine to me, and we won't have to have as many guns. And it's like, Yeah.
Number two, New Hampshire is the fifth healthiest state in the nation. Actually, let me jump back real bit, just a moment, on the fundamental economics, people knowing about that. In the FINRA Investor Education Foundation Financial Capability Survey conducted nationwide, the Granite State scored first in the nation in areas of financial knowledge and decision-making, a.k.a. financial literacy. Imagine that, a state filled with people who understand economics not just theoretically, but how it applies to everyday life. That's an interesting experiment in itself. So, number two, New Hampshire is the fifth healthiest state in the nation. New Hampshireites, despite its high prevalence for binge drinking, according to health.com,
sorry, that's my fault,
are more active than most Americans, enjoy a low rate of infectious diseases, and have a low infant mortality rate. And three, moreover, the Free State Project reads, or website reads, quote, with the lowest homicide rate in the country, New Hampshire consistently ranks as the safest state. Not one of the safest, the safest. It also boasts a large homeschooling network, or networks, strong self-defense laws, the highest number of Bitcoin transactions in the U.S. per capita, meaning an openness to dollar alternatives, the highest median income, and the lowest poverty rate in the United States. And wasn't there recently a news report that it has, like, the best economy in all of, like, the Western developed world or something like that? I don't have the stats in front of me.
I don't know.
I think I recall
it. May have,
like that.
You may have seen something like that, but I don't know anything about it.
Let's talk to John in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Hello, John. John in New York. Going once. John in New York, going twice. I'll tell you what, we're going to put John back on hold. Maybe he is in a difficult cell phone network. From the looks of it, says the author, as mentioned, the Free State Project is working. Upon writing, 18,643 Americans have pledged to move to the state within the next 5 years, amounting to 93% of their goal of 20,000. That number is now up to nearly 18,900-something, I believe.
Yeah, that said 16,000-something.
No, 18,000.
1% is 200 people.
That's correct. Did I say 16? I apologize.
You said 16.
Yeah.
Upon writing, so I was like, wow, how long ago did they write this?
No,
and how was their math off to show 16,000 was 93?
He wrote this about 5 days ago.
Okay.
It's just half. If just half of the 20,000 actually relocate, we would consider that a success. We almost added our name to the list, but we're not pledging to make the plunge quite yet. We will, though, later this year visit New Hampshire and see what's happening on the ground and, of course, tell you about it. It
does. We've got to get in touch with them.
Yeah, it does sound promising, he says, and I suspect that means he's going to be coming to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. They say they're going to be interviewing the folks running the project and are asking for their readers to give input into what they think about it. There's a lot of talkers out there in the libertarian world. The Free State Project has a bunch of the doers that are coming together. It's Free Talk Live. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-330-4028. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so so effective it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-330-4028. 800-330-4028. That's 800-330-4028.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us online. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to support what we're doing here, reaching out to the ideas or bringing the ideas of liberty to over 150 radio stations from coast to coast, we're going to have a big announcement about a new marketplace that we're just getting into here tonight. But I always like to confirm that everything worked from a technical aspect before I welcome new listeners who may or may not be there. So we're waiting for confirmation on that, and we'll have a big market announcement, which I'm very excited about. And so you can go support the show and help us get on more radio stations, as well as expand our satellite coverage and our internet listenership by going to amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, as well as the Amp Only Facebook group. So go again to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal. Use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Or now you can use Bitcoin to amp the show and help us spread the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as possible. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and the fun, let's talk to, I believe we are going to try John one more time here. I'm told he's actually there this time. John, are you with us?
Yes, Ian. How you doing, sir?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Okay. I just wanted to touch base and just thank you, gentlemen. I'm a recent signer of the Free State Project on January 3rd.
Oh, wow.
Congrats.
I felt inspired, and basically by you guys.
Wow, cool. Thanks.
Answer. Yeah, thank you. And it's a tough – to me, it's a little bit of a tough move to move out of – you know, a status place where you make money and you feed it into the state.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'm tired of doing that. I just would like to do something a little, you know, do something different. And I made the pledge, you know. And when
you know, for someone in New York, it's probably a lot easier to move to New Hampshire because it's already cold where you are, but you're, you know, replete with statism and government all over the place. So, you know, move 2 hours east or, you know, a few hours east or whatever, depending on where you are. I guess if you're in Albany, it's like 2 hours, but somewhere else could be 10.
Yeah, no,
I got
to downstate.
Gotcha.
I got you.
If I was in New York, I'd be asking myself what direction to move in, not whether to move.
Well, cool. Was there anything in particular that pushed you over the edge?
Let me think about that for one quick second. Yeah, you know what? It was basically a lot of your persistence a little bit, and your dedication. And I want to be people with, you know, be with people that are dedicated. You know.
Oh, these are the right people then. Yeah, you definitely. That's the right plan.
You know, with your union. They want you to be dedicated with them, but they want you to be dedicated to the state. I want to be dedicated to the earth, life, being free, you know, whatever it might be, you know.
Right on, brother. John, thanks for calling and sharing that tonight. I hope that inspires other people as well to go to freestateproject.org to sign up and make a plan to get out here. What's your time frame? What are you thinking as far as arriving in New Hampshire?
Well, what I said was when I filled it out, it was 2006, which was, you know, on the 3rd, and I said by 2017, which is next year, which I think is a real plan, but you don't
groovy.
Know anything could happen, and you know they ask you what happens if you have a job, you know, if you have a job, because I make good money down in New York,
mm-hmm.
but you know what, we all know money isn't everything, and as long as you're happy. And basically you're free. That's
I think that's true. I think, you know, to everybody out there who is saying, well, I really love my job and I don't know if I could get the same thing in New Hampshire, then by all means,
right.
Stay where you are. If you're happy where you are and if, you know, the job is what makes you the most happy, then stay with the job until you're no longer happy with it and then figure out what makes you happy and then go and do that. But looking forward to seeing you in New Hampshire, John. Thanks for the call tonight.
Right.
I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. For some people, it's the family. You know, I can't leave my family. I was talking with a young lady who is a talk show host on the internet last night, and she's actually from Michigan, Rich, and I told her, hey, you know, you guys are losing people in Michigan. They're moving here to New Hampshire, and she's like, well, I got all these friends here. I'm like, well, there's people waiting here who will be your friends as well, but if what's the most important to you is to stay near your childhood friends, then stay near your childhood friends. Just don't complain when, you know, things keep getting worse and worse when you could just move somewhere and have immediately more freedom. I mean, it's an immediate increase in freedom for most people when they make the physical move to New Hampshire already, and it's going to get even better as, you know, 10,000 more people who love liberty move here.
And all 50 states still accept email from New Hampshire. They haven't put up the anti-freedom wall yet.
That's right. The border fence has not yet been electrified here in New Hampshire to keep us out of the rest of the country.
I would only support a wall on the border of Massachusetts so that I could make the Game of Thrones reference that we are the free folk north of the wall.
Somebody just got that joke. I don't know what it means, though.
Thank you, Citizen Arcane.
Toll-free number is 855-453. Alex in Tallahassee, you're on Free Talk Live. Talk about another place to get out of. Go ahead, Alex. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. I sort of wanted to touch on two things. I wanted to touch on the... Earlier, you guys were talking about how most socialists just want to eliminate like poverty and that they can be reached and turned to more of an anti-state... message. My question is, why on earth, like, why would you want to convert socialists or communists into, you know, make them somewhat like anti-state, if not only to make them less effective at reaching their goals?
Why wouldn't you want everyone to reject the idea of the state, no matter what their belief system is, whether they're socialists or fascists or whatever?
Because if they're coming to these messages, right, if they're saying, oh, I'm anti-state, and they fundamentally don't have an appreciation for property rights, and they believe in, like, Marxism or, you know, a lesser version of it, they're going to sort of pollute our message with, like, it's just going to all become about degeneracy and just, like, oh, my unlimited resources, right?
Well, and, I don't know if this is a counterexample to the degeneracy point, but I was actually a socialist when I was 20 years old because I didn't want to see people suffer the ravages of poverty. And the what happened with me is I started arguing with a bunch of libertarians about economics, and they kept quoting The Wealth of Nations to me. And basically, I said, well, I'm going to read this Wealth of Nations book and debunk it. And I'm pretty good with literature from about that period. I read a lot of Shakespeare, so I figured I'll be able to get through the prose. Most of them probably never have. So I read this book, and by the end of it, as a computer programmer, I was thinking, oh, okay, so a free market economy is an intelligent, a widely distributed intelligent agent system where, you know, where you calculate based on a utility value measured in dollars. That's exactly how I would design it if I was asked to write a program to simulate an economy. So at that point, I was sold because I realized that there was a way to accomplish my goals, which were not having people starving in the streets, without having to do the things that I found distasteful in order to make that happen. F.A. Hayek was completely right when he says that socialism can only be implemented by methods which are distasteful to most socialists. And therefore, if we can point out to socialists a way to do the same thing better, then I think we will win them, because I don't think most of them are wedded to violence as a way to achieve their ends.
But what about his objection about the socialists generally not, some of them not believing in property? When did that change for you? Because you know, that's a pretty fundamental disagreement.
Well, basically, it changed for me more or less my difficulty with property. I never liked the fact that you had to take from one to give to another. And I was always a fan of like Robert Heinlein, who had kind of suggested there might be other ways to manage social welfare. And so, you know, I was seeking, I was reading, I stopped identifying as a socialist when I actually read the Communist Manifesto and said, dictatorship of the proletariat, I don't like the sound of that at all. I felt like, you know, Kramer, low flow shower. You know, I didn't like the sound of that. That sounded like a very frightening, very dangerous thing. And I regarded myself as an anti-authoritarian, as most socialists actually do. That's the thing. They see themselves as anti-authoritarian, and they see capitalism as authority.
So what you're saying is they're actually really good prospects.
Exactly. Better prospects than conservatives, I think.
That's another discussion I think would be interesting to have. And Alex, I know you have more to say. You're going to have to call on another night. I appreciate hearing from you here tonight. Don't call in the very last segment. It's always the worst time, but that's what everyone loves to call for whatever reason. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust? Who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.